everybody, welcome back after a little bit of a wait. I apologize for that. That was me moving back into university and being busy. Very busy. Okay, but we are back and I am joined by Tawano Sato.
Hello.
And so far, just Yuki no Shoma.
Hopefully my power doesn't go out.
Yeah. And hopefully other people show up. I'll ping them again. We are on. And yes, that is it, everybody. We are on. Get going through talking some sumo. It's been 2 whole weeks without it, and it's nice to be back. I guess I would like to start with... Teruno Fuji's haircutting ceremony has happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was cool. It was a cool event. What things were there? There were a tournament with their most promising Rikishi. So like an Isegahama 101 tournament, a Robin tournament. And who won was, well, there, the finals was Miyano Fuji. So next junior man from Isegahama, it was from Miyagi, no? And obviously Asahi Fuji.
Obviously.
The monster, the legend already. And the prize, which was very funny, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but the prize was 1 day off Keiko, so no practice of a day of their choosing.
I mean, that's actually pretty big, but
that is
honestly
pretty big.
I wonder if anybody would actually just like decline it afterwards.
It's what I'm thinking, like, do we have the balls to, like, in your the prize of your master's in his own ceremony, like, be like, hello, so I'll be taking my 1 day off now. Anyway, it's fine. Very fun. What else? There was his last Dohyoiri, which was beautiful because it was in a somewhat long time that we have had not, that we've seen 3 whole ropes in the ring at once. That was very beautiful. Actually,
I was going to say, we say 4?
Should we say 4? Well, obviously. We had the 2 active Yokozuna being called by Isegahama to be there as the Yokozuna attendant. So Hoshoryu was holding a sword and it looked so cool. it looks very cool. And then we have Ono Sato as Do Super. And also baby holder because baby sweeper. Well, that sounds a bit bad. Like you're like sweeping kids, you know. Baby bearer, let's say the baby bearer was on Osato because Teruno Fuji brought his son with him to the ceremony. As you know, you do it. You sometimes you see them doing it with babies on at Jungyus, especially.
Yeah.
And events like this, and so Temujin. Which is the name? Was the real name of Genghis Khan, by the way, his early life name. Had his own mini kishimashi and his own mini rope.
And so adorable!
It was really cute. From what people were saying, in the, like he saw it on the news, like his kid's size, and like unfortunately, the kid seems to be a little bit overweight. However, it doesn't look that much because the kid's just so damn tall for his age.
He is over 30 kilograms at 3 years old.
Like, it's crazy.
It is insane.
I mean, if this kid is not becoming a sumo wrestler, I don't know what else is becoming. Because, if he doesn't want to, I'm sure there's some sort of, like, I'm taking on my dad's job afterwards, you know? Like, some sort of family job thing.
With Teruno Fuji staying as an Oyakata, the chances are pretty big.
Pretty big.
Like, unless he really don't want to do it, he'll at least try.
Maybe.
And
we've seen 10 years, guys. Well, 15 when he's 18. We'll see 15. We'll come back for the Dojo Dalo 2083, and we'll be like, oh, So have you seen Temujin?
We'll be in our 30s, you know?
I know, I'm joking. We'll be in our 30s.
Yeah, so we're going to be really old.
So yeah, we'll pass from being just young guys talking about sumo to just old guys talking about sumo.
Actually,
yes. In our 40s. Depends. Kind of like that. Well, 15. Yeah, 15 is kind of basically on the 40s.
I'll be 40.
when he's of age, which he might just join at 17 or 16,
maybe even depending. 15.
Yeah, if he doesn't finish middle school in Japan. Well, if he finishes middle school and doesn't go into high school, which is legal in Japan, you can do that. I'm going to segue that into a little bit of recruitment news. Sadoka Taka has gotten 3 new middle school recruits. One of them is absolutely massive, I think 192 at middle school, centimeters in middle school. So the boy's tall. Boy is tall.
I kind of heard something like that about a
big guy. Very, very little, though. That's I just pulled because of, you know, talking about middle school in Japan.
Yeah.
Very tall middle schooler. Other recruitments. Anjigawa has recruited a apparently strong university competitor. A guy who is the cousin of Hanano Fuji. He's of the Kawazoe family. He's another Kawazoe. So he'll be in the same Ichimon as his cousin, and obviously I'm sure that he wants to get to Juryo as his cousin once was. And he'll be training with... He's apparently the same age group as Aonishiki, so I'm sure he'll want to catch up.
Yeah, I heard that was also, like, the first recruit from that university in, like, 80 years.
Oh, yeah, let me nerd about that, right? So we have... we had a guy in like 70, 80 years, as you said, that was from that university, Waseda University. And he was the first from that university to join professional sumo. Oh yeah, Sekiwake Kasagiyama, just one here. He retired in 1945.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There has been a Maegashira called Kimikaze in the 2000s, who is a Waseda alumnus. He was part of the sumo club. However, he left on his final year, before his final year. So he's sometimes not considered a graduate of the sumo club.
Yeah, he did not finish, so he doesn't count.
He didn't finish in the sumo club.
Yeah.
But like he's gotten a Keshomawashi from Waseda, so like I don't know. Like whatever, you know? But like yeah, the newspapers are putting in like the first professional recruit professional, I guess, since upon graduation since Kasagiyama. Which is crazy. It's really cool.
Damn.
Anyway, and if somebody wants to come in and let me just ramble for the whole episode just by myself.
I mean, right now, I don't have, like, any big news. I mean, like we said, Oshoma got his, how you call it, the marriage...
ceremony?
Ceremony?
No, the ceremony is the actual...
Yeah, the actual wedding.
Thing. I guess it's a... How do you say reception? Wedding reception. Wedding reception.
There you go.
Yes. Word. Good for him.
Yeah. And
congratulations.
And apart from that, that is all.
Well, do you have anything you can do? Hello, Hitoki. We have another person. Nice. Go on, Yuki.
I was just mentioning again that I believe Thailand trip from the Isegahama stable.
Yeah.
You said that, and I don't know what it is. So I'm. Let talk. Say it. I want to hear about.
Oh, I mean, I think they just, I don't know the reason for it, but yeah, I believe they just went to Thailand for some reason. Again, I don't know the reasons for it. There are
Let me
some
see. I think they
photos
post
of
on the Instagram, right?
Yeah, there's some videos and photos of it.
Let me see Instagram a bit.
I feel like sumo wrestler travel for fun a lot more than we think. I know Tatsunami Beya often goes to Taiwan. I think it's Taiwan
Philippines
or Philippines. I know
or
they
Singapore,
leave
whatever. Yeah, one of
Singapore,
those.
Singapore, Taiwan,
Yeah, one
one
of
of those.
those. Ah, okay.
So.
So if my translated thing is right, they are having just a holiday trip after the due to the you know after the retirement sumo from Terunofuji Fuji.
I see.
And the photo they posted was they had a Muay Thai experience from a Muay
Ooh.
Thai gym. Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, they posted a photo of the gym, posted a photo of the sumo wrestlers doing it. So like you have Enho, Hakuno Fuji, Nishiki Fuji. That's so cool. Let me send the link here. Something that's really cool.
Yeah,
Here's
I do
the
hope they
voice
keep
chat.
traveling.
Here's the voice in
Yeah,
the voice chat.
did kind of feel bad when some of the sumo wrestlers they missed out on the UK trip, I guess. Because
That
it
is
is like
true.
once in a lifetime experiences, but I guess if they travel more than we think, then maybe not.
Yeah, especially Southeast Asia, which
Yeah.
is like it's not far, but it's much closer, like density of stuff, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know Tatsunami moves, I mean a lot, like a couple times a year. So I guess other Heia also do that, you know, at least for, you know,
I'm sure they do. They just don't post about it.
yeah, just a breath out of the sumo ring. Oh my God, Hakuno Fuji giving elbows. He's gonna use that next basho. That's gonna be bad.
Like Ono Sato's gonna hear boss music, next basho. I think Terunofuji Fuji must have been there because I see his wife in the background of one of the photos.
Oh my,
Has
oh.
there been anybody recently who's done like an elbow strike since Akuho retired?
I
Well,
cannot name one.
Hakuho elbow strike? Like, is that just a touchy eye thing? So it's hard to say elbow
Yeah.
strike.
Yoshino Fuji is doing a dab on one of the pictures. I don't know the English
I
one.
think he's doing
Hold
like
on.
some sort of like
Yeah.
Kobe pose, like basketball, whatever
Yeah.
reason. Or like
Yeah.
a dab? Yeah, it looks like a dab.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know dabs, man. I wasn't a teenager 7 years ago.
But it's just, is it the same word in English than it is in
Dab,
the.
yeah, it's the same as the same everywhere. Hanano
Oh.
Fuji is doing like a I don't know, how to say the book, the okay, we
Oh,
lost
the
track of
Hunger
we
Games?
lost the Hunger Games. Yeah, the Hunger Games like a pose,
Basically, Isegama boys are doing gang signs on
basically, yes, in their trip with the
in a Muay Thai pit.
Muay Thai gym. Very fun. Anyways,
Yeah.
we've had a
Sorry.
couple retirement actually when I think about it.
Oitekaze. Multiple ones from Oitekaze.
Yes, multiple ones from
Well, two, but
yeah, Oitekaze. We have had two well, we had a Daishoho just the other day, the
Yeah.
Mongolian retiring. So they have a spot open for another foreigner in their Heian now, which is nice.
Yeah.
But yes, it's sad to see he does qualify for older stock, is what I learned. However, I think it has already been announced that he doesn't have any, so he would just be leaving.
Yeah.
I think he said that in Daimami.
Yeah, and
It will be interesting, some of those guys, like if any
there's
of
just
them
no
left.
availability. There's like,
Basically, yeah.
yeah, not at their stable. Yeah, they already have like I believe four coaches, so like which
Yeah.
makes me interested if Let me actually see who are they again. Let me just search up the stable. Right, it's I mean, they just gave Endo one. I mean,
oh yeah, Endo, and then like, yeah, three Sunios. There's three
both Sunios. Suru Gishu, and who will probably retire soon. And then at this rate, because of their injuries, you never know when Daisho and Tobizaru will actually retire. So it makes me wonder, like, will any of these guys even like have room? At least for like the
and
near
like,
future.
There's also even the other guy called Daishomaru who was in Maegashira years ago.
Before
I even watched Sumo. He has enough Basho to qualify, actually. He has 22 Juryo Bashos and 19 Makuuchi Bashos.
But I don't think...
He will.
Yeah.
If you look at... They have three Sunyo doing nothing there, which is... Koboyama, who's 68, so he has 2 years to go. You have Sashunada, which is also 68. And then Tagaryu, who's also 68. So, like, in late 2028, early 2029, there should be spots opening in the Ichimon.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were forced out at 65.
Well... They retire from being an Oyakata 65, but the trend has been they are invited for an extra 5 years as consultants on reduced pay, which means they don't do nothing and they get paid for it for 5 years. And that's the problem that has been holding up a lot of elder stock, just being all these Sunyos just existing, really.
I see, yeah. Well, they have, I guess, three spots open up soon, and I guess...
But... Yeah, in a couple of years. So, surely Daisho will get one. Like, no shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's long time Sekiwaka, it's hard to say. I mean, how old is Daisho Yama anyways? Daisho Yama is 59. He's going to be 60 this year. So he has 5 years to go. Which doesn't mean much. But he only has 5 years of stable master left, so who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It makes me interested to see if we'll ever get, like, a situation again where, like, a pure Juryo guy gets elder stock. Like, I know we had the one who retired recently.
The Otake situation? That was because Oho's dad was being ousted, basically. And then
I mean, also just like coach in general, that's like pretty rare nowadays. I mean, the only person who could really get it right now is Haku Ozon, but I do not think they'll give him elder stock. Like the closest would be like Tohakuru, who only had one Makuuchi tournament.
Yeah, man. I mean, Daiyu, who is now Sunyo as well, fun fact. He's the only Oyakata who is highest ranked Juryo at the moment. So, like, it would be very unusual. Anyway, I was seeing here, we have 10 whole Sunyo at this moment. Minazaki, Tatsutayama, Takashima. Well, I'll say their real fighting names. Their fighting names are Misugi Iso, Sashunada, Koboyama, Tagaryu, Tochitsukasa, Kirishima, the other one. Daiju Yama, Asahi Fuji, also the other one. Daiyu and Koto Tsubaki. So we have 10 guys to like wait some 5 years to go. I have no idea who will take up Uitakaze though. Probably Endo is gonna open his own stable, that's what I heard.
Yeah?
I mean, I heard it ages ago.
I've not heard anything, so that can be completely true.
I feel like Endo was going to open the first ever Kitajin Beya. But like,
that would be cool.
That would be cool. Apparently, it's the only elder stock that never in the history of Sumo has had a stable with its name.
Damn.
Let me see. Yahoo. Oh, I cannot have Yahoo in fucking Europe for whatever reason. Okay. Does this sun's particle say anything? I had heard he was gonna open a stable, but I cannot see anything else in skimming news articles.
It's completely probable.
It's probable. Like, he could just wait 5 years and then become the next Oyakata at Oitekaze, you know, the next Oitekaze.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, I don't. I really don't. Not me. Not me.
Also, hello, Ryukaze, who joined.
Oh, hello, Ryu.
2 minutes ago, but we got carried away. We were talking.
Oh, Hitoki thinks that Daisho will get his stock and then inherit the Beya and become the master, Shisho.
Which is a higher probability. And,
I mean, yeah, you know, considering... That... Yeah, yeah. Could see that. I could also see, like... Well, obviously we know certainly two Oyakatas, which is... I mean, not for certain. It's hard to say. But, like, very likely Daisho, the highest... I think he's the most accomplished...
Yeah.
Wrestler by from Oitekaze.
He's the only one with a Yusho.
That is true. And the only Sekiwaki? There was an old guy called Hayate Umi who was also Sekiwaki. But he doesn't have a...
Endo and Tobizaru were Komosubi?
But, you know, depends on...
Do you imagine Tobizaru as a Oyakata?
Oh, God. Please, I do not. No, yeah, me neither.
Him and Abi... Crazy Heia. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his master is very young. His new master is really young, so he probably won't be a master. Who knows?
Yeah. But,
yeah. Okay, well, any other news? Well, there was... I don't know if you guys remember... Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just saying, like, yeah, there was the Hakuo Cup if we didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that. That's very good.
True. Yeah,
there was a Hakuo Cup.
Wasn't it the first one with, like, women wrestlers in it?
And also, he had done last year the Dream Girls Cup, so I guess the first Hakuo Cup, he just merged both of them. So, like, now there's girls at the Hakuo Cup, which makes sense. Just join both of your events into one. And I think there's also adult divisions. There was the first adult divisions of the Hakuho Cup. Because before it was only kids, but now it's also adults.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I was talking about the Hakuho Cup. Look at this photo of Wakataka Kage and his son.
Poor kid.
Poor kid. I believe it's because his kid, the guy lost like first round.
Yeah, I heard he didn't do so well.
Yeah, but it's fine. I'm sure Wakataka Kage is fine as a dad. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, but he looks like a sad puppy.
It does. It's so sad.
Oh, you know the oh.
Yeah. Oh man, it does break my heart a little bit. Like, you can't even not give the usual to this guy.
And by the way, did you guys see the video of Hakuho? Basically, they have a table with like Hakuho, Baruto, Hoshoryu, and other guys.
Mm.
And basically, Hakuho is haggling guys to give to like they have a little box for donations. And Hakuho is bugging everyone to give, and everyone is you know, going with this little box, giving it to the other, and they give it back to the other, and they're like, yeah, we'll give, and nobody is giving. And the second that they give it to Hoshoryu turns to one of his attendees to talk, Hakuho gives a sign to camera guys to come. They get in front of Hoshoryu. Hakuho is up and next to Hoshoryu and like posing for the picture. Hoshoryu is like completely taken by it, and he has to give, and it is extremely funny. I would have to find that video. It was hilarious.
And then he would pass it to Asa Shoryu, and he would take the money that Hoshoryu gave him.
That would be even more funny.
Be hilarious.
I don't know where.
You want to know what else is hilarious? This post right here. It's already happening.
It's happening, guys. Let's go. Reddit is the most annoying
place
I've ever seen. Jesus,
man. Like, Aul Nishiki is the greatest definition of not being tiring to watch.
Yeah, like, he changes it up all the time. Like, what do you mean?
I can understand being annoyed at Osato, because this guy only does one thing and he works, and like, it's kind of like, oh yeah, sure.
I understand your view, and I'm like, yeah.
I'm exaggerating my view. However, talking about Aul Nishiki that way, it's just like, it's still. I mean, people who are tired of Hakuo, which I guess who wouldn't be tired of Hakuo after 14 years, but it's like anybody who's dominant, it will be boring because like they're strong and like what do we do?
Yeah.
If you were not like following his career since the beginning, you will get tired of somebody, you know.
Like there are so many other wrestlers that are boring, like you know, Oshoma, you know.
Oshoma.
It's
all just foolish. I let's not talk about Haku Seiho, but like it's like if you have this like mindset, then I think like they might be a newer fan who probably like started watching in
2014.
I bet they started watching in 2024 when all that
2014
stuff
was, like, so new watching since 2014 I've been watching since 1904. You know, I was there when Hakuho was born, and I was like, oh yeah, this guy.
Seriously, probably like 2024 when they saw that stuff with like Takeru Fuji, and they think like that's the norm, and with like Onosato and Koto Shoho, I'm just like, no. Like, if you have this mindset, I'm sorry. Like, just like with the same people who are mad with Hoshoryu not winning U shows, even though like this is kind of an era where it's harder for one person to be so dominant with all the health stuff and everything we know and technology and just being kind of tougher, arguably, on an even playing field. Like, it's just I doubt you would have been happy in any era, because everything like you're complaining about was in every era, all right, with like a couple guys always dominating or being more evened out. Like, there wasn't one era that like wasn't like this. Like, I can't imagine people being like, oh, I'm so bored of Taiho.
I mean, we have had even more boring, like, this around right now. Okay, Judo feels a bit boring, but oh my god, the top division is absolutely super entertaining. Like, last Basho was kind of meh, but it's honestly...
It was kind of exciting. It was kind of nice.
But at the end, you know, kind of feel things kind of fell down a bit at the end. But
you know, they fell into their usual spots, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the Ozaki did well, et cetera, you know?
Yeah, I think people focus too much on the Yushos anyway. Like, that's not all there is to sumo. And the whole, like, look at the whole Bonzuke. Like, it was, what was very entertaining for me is seeing guys like Sada, sorry, for some reason I'm blanking his name, Sadman, what's his full name again?
Sada Naomi?
Yeah, I don't know why I just decided to blank on
Sadman.
I said his name like 5,000 times. Yeah, like Sada Naomi, he was like, so, I mean, if you have 60 in Maka Uchi, even without Sanyaku, then you can run your own stable in the future. And he was right on the edge of it. And right before he got demoted, he got his 60th. Like, stuff like that is very entertaining to watch and cheer them on. It's like, just like, look through the whole Bonzuke and every individual. You don't need to just like look at the top guys and like who's winning the U shows. Like, there are many interesting things, you know?
Yeah. And there are just so many, you know, like young guys like Oshoumi and stuff and Fujinokawa that are so entertaining and so have such a fire and passion. You cannot say that this is boring, you know. And Aonishiki also, the dude's like 21, like fuck you, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, the fastest rise to Ozeki now possibly Yokozuna in history. That's boring.
Can I have this moment every single episode, which I have to let this out, which is like, people are so accustomed. I don't know why. I've been watching since 2021. 2021 was boring, was really boring, because neither Yokozuna were participating until Hakuho came and then retired immediately. That one was awesome. And then until Tetsuya Fuji found his stride and whatever, it was like, what is going on? This past 4-3 years, we've had a new beast on the block. I think, if not every Basho, every other Basho. Like, Ono Sato, Aonishiki, Yoshino Fuji, Takeru Fuji, Hakuno Fuji, even Atami Fuji at one point, Fujinokawa. I can keep going. Like, it's like, we are spoiled. And people really don't understand that we are living in insane times, I think.
Absolutely.
That's my opinion, but we are in insane times.
Yeah. It's this generation I think I partly blame for this, and their short-term attention spans. I think, like, they've been doing this with a lot also in, like, sports in the last, like, 10 years where they, like, throw out the old toys and want the new ones. It's like, I bet they're, like, bored of Hoshoryu and Ono Sato after they reached Yokozuna as well. And once Aonishiki does, they'll be bored of him and say, no, I just care about Asahi Fuji or Nicholas.
Yeah. Or the Estonian Anatoly or whatever. You know, whoever is next, you know.
Honestly, we are at the start. Like we were saying, January is the start of something massive.
It is.
Like, it's going to be like the first time for, like, if you really want to look at it, 10 years minimum that we can have more than two Yokozuna and that are healthy. Simple as that.
Simple, yeah. I agree with Hitoki saying, like, we'll get one rising star at the bottom of the Juryo every tournament. Exactly. Like, we had Fuji Ryoga, and then now it's Fukuzaki, which I already forgot what his ring name is. Asahakuryu. Like, all these guys. Like, every single tournament we've been having a rising star in Juryo, and it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I'm excited also
for Kaki to hopefully make it soon in Ryusho.
Yeah. Maybe. Hitoki said people ask, like, Koto Sakura doesn't exist anymore just because he isn't doing as well. Exactly. Like, we've had times, well, not that I've seen, but I have seen times before Ozeki. And, like, it's fine. Two of them.
Yeah.
Probably will be Katoban next time. One goes bare Makikoji, other does probably fine. You know, it's like, fine. It's fine.
It used to be like that, you know?
Yeah. So having two Ozekis and one of them is doing fine, it's literally fine. It's in the word.
Yeah. Same thing with Yokozuna. It's like, they got spoiled because of the Hakuho era and other guys. I'm just like, it's his... normal though to have a side Yokozunas like Hoshoryu, who wins maybe like 6 to 8 U shows in his career, you know, and
which
you know,
is he should have probably
like if you look at like the overall, you know, U shows of every guy, it's like that's pretty normal for a Yokozuna, if anything more. But again, it's because they got spoiled because of Hakuho, and also just because of injury issues with him. Like, he's just having bad luck with that. He should have a U show by now if it wasn't for that.
Surely. I agree. And, like, if you look here, let's see, Top Division Championships. Excluding people with over 10, we have, let's say, 10 and over, which is, like, very strong. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 Yokozunas with 9, 1 with 8, One, two, three, four, five, six. Six of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight with six. And like, and the, like, this continues. Like, there's so many. And most of the Yokozuna don't get even 10 Yusho's.
And it's like, 10 Yusho makes you a Dai.
Exactly. Like, it's Dai for a reason. You're a great Yokozuna because it's so unusual to have somebody with 10 Yusho's.
And in this century, so 2000 and beyond, we only had three. I'm not counting Takanohana and Akebono and Musashimaru because
they were newly promoted, I guess.
We had Asashiro.
We lucky not to have more as well, though, because of Haruma Fuji.
He was one off. Yeah, no, he could have very much likely been as well. But we'll never know. But yeah, like, as you were saying, like, yeah, so Asashoryu, Hakuho, Teru no Fuji. Like, that's a big gap between even Hakuho and Teru no Fuji being promoted, so it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, anything? Oh, I've seen, I don't know if anybody remembers, from a few years ago, there will be, like, a few years, like, I would say 2021, 2022. Does anybody remember the name Hidetora Hanada?
I don't.
Cool. He was a sumo star in, like, in university. And then he decided to try rugby in the U.S.,
Is
and that, apparently
wait, was, is that he's the same one who like broke his ACL when he was doing well, or is that like the Yokozuna?
I have no idea. No, I'm talking
maybe,
about
maybe I've got it mixed up. Okay, I've heard a story about like I thought like some former Yokozuna who like then tried doing like football and then broke his ACL.
No, that's a form. No, I'm talking about amateur sumo.
I see. Okay, sorry.
So there's this amateur guy who was a amateur Yokozuna, but he explicitly did not try into professional sumo. Apparently, and he's one of the best college Yokozuna in history. However, apparently football didn't work out. And he's going to try and go into sumo, which he shouldn't have trouble for. He's really good.
Okay.
In a world tournament in the heavyweight category, he beat Onosato for gold, by the way. Well,
that's the guy.
Daiki Nakamura for gold. Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay, I heard about him in Chris Sumo.
Yeah, yeah. And
the
he,
name was ringing a bell, but
Yeah, so he is getting close to the maximum age limit for joining, so he has to join until September, I believe. If not, he'll be too old. And he's already quite old. He's over 23, so he already needs a little bit of a special dispensation. However, obviously he's not in amateur sumo circles for a while, so he doesn't have any Makushita Tsukadashi qualifications or Tsukadashi qualifications in general, so he will probably have to start from Maezu, if he joins professional sumo in the end, which he should.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We also have the son of a former Ozeki Kotomitsuki.
Is he going to join?
I mean, from what I heard, he's been doing Amasumo, and, you know, I feel like...
He's doing Amasumo, but I think he's quite young still.
But I feel like that's also one guy. Mm-hmm. When we'll heard about him, he's gonna be some name because apparently he's quite big already. He's quite
quite big.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Should we go start Champ?
Yes, let's do this before we get too late.
Yeah, since now we have quite of a blank. Yuki no Shomaru Kazahitoki, would you want to join us in picking our champs and chumps, because I think Ryukaze, you did it a couple times. Hitoki and Yuki, I don't know if you have already.
Don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was just doing guess the Bonzuke.
Hitoki has played once. I mean, it is also like you pick two people, and it's just whatever. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's just for funsies.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't win anything apart the fact that you won.
From glory.
Yeah. Glory, passion, and yeah.
Yeah.
And beating Kaitetsu, because
yeah,
that also
happens. Because that happens quite often. That is very, very, very common to happen.
So, do you guys want to join? Because there's me, there's Tenho, there's Kai.
Sure.
Sure, yay, let's go. I'm going to do you. I mean, Kaitetsu had the least point last time. So, Kaitetsu, you will be first picking, then it will be Tenho, then it will be the newbies, and I'll pick last. I'll put myself at last, because I'm that damn good. It's the one thing I'm good at. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I see.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to.
Oh, you completely can.
I think I'm good.
Sure. That's I feel the like that was coming at me, but sure, I'll enjoy that.
It's the kind of jokes I like, the ones you're afraid to say. No. No. I saw your message, Yuki, and the answer is no. Nope. That's why I'm in a long distance relationship.
Okay. Yay, we had our sex joke, guys. We all done. Well done. A round of applause here for everybody.
Sex joke. It's been a while since we had one.
Yeah.
So
okay, yeah, let's start this. Prama, lead people into it. Go.
Okay, let's go. Kaitetsu, you're first. Who's your champ?
Okay, so whoever comes after me, pick the opposite of what I pick. Because I usually end up doing horribly.
And Tenho already sent me his pick, but we will see who.
Okay. It's fine. Tell me if it's okay, so Are we limiting Ozeki and Yokozuna again?
Yep. Should I go back to the rules?
Yes, for everybody, please. Been a while. We had some breaks.
So basically, no Ozeki or Yokozuna. You can pick someone else's champion as a chump or the opposite. That is okay. You cannot have the same chump as someone's chump. Or champ as champ. You cannot pick yourself. And that is the only rules.
Cool.
You know, there after that there's points things. You know, if your champ beats other champs, additional points. If your champ loses to someone's champ, you get points taken away. And blah blah blah.
Okay.
So you want to pick, you know, good champs and bad champs, basically. And we do RTY. It's not official sumo wrestling pro. It's RTY. Sorry, no Yokozuna, so basically not Senshi, no Kokushozon, sorry, and no Inazawa.
Yep. Cool. Alrighty, will I be funny or will I pick randomly? Because those are the only two options. Because I don't know how to play this. Incredibly, I've been playing since the start and I just don't know how to... okay, I will... You know what, I'm gonna go high stakes. I am gonna champ Miyanoyama.
Ooh.
And then,
and don't pick
yeah,
some...
exactly. No, I just remember. Yeah. So again, how it goes that people pick their champs, and then the last person to pick their champ starts with the reverse order. So then they start picking their champs with that last person. Then it just ends in me again. You know. So yeah, there you go.
So Tenho sent me his champ. Mm-hmm. And he picked me.
Woo!
So Tenho will be last. I'm just gonna write that. So his champ is me. Next, Yukino Shoma. Tell us, who do you pick?
Well, I'm usually far off with the top division ones outside of the time Koku won. I mean, I've been good with like knowing probably what Ozeki and such will do well over the other, but and not really much with the Maegashiros. I've mainly just been good with predicting like the third and second division winners. So this is, I'm going to go a little high risk as well and also pick a Komusubi. I'm actually going to pick just two people from my stable, which I didn't actually mean to. This happened to be the case, which is Bamboo for the champ. And I guess Chump.
No, don't pick Chump.
My bad. Okay.
Somebody could snipe your chump if you said.
I don't think anybody will snipe this, but I have other options even if they do.
Okay.
People might pick them anyway.
By the way, it's again going over another thing that we didn't mention. It's only Makuuchi. Only Makuuchi people. So if you're thinking about somebody in Julio, don't worry. It's only Makuuchi.
Yeah, sorry, you can't pick me, sorry.
Oh no.
Next, Ryukaze. If you're here.
I think we'll be in the chat.
I'll ping you, Ryukaze.
Might be just listening, so typing. Oh, just a spectator. Oh, no, you playing. Okay, that's fine.
Good, so that we know. That's so fine. Next, Hitoki.
Which I believe is also in the chat.
Yeah, I think you can hear us, but you won't.
Yeah, no, they were talking in the chat.
Yeah. So.
Hitoki. Where's my pupil? My student. There you go. Typing. There we go.
Yeah, but I can see you.
Yep.
I'm too slow to type anyway.
Let's see.
Curious if either of you will pick the second option I have.
Marumoru! That is an interesting pick. Because Marumoru fell down quite harsh last basho, so he's, you know, a bit lower than he should be. Marumoru! That's why. Yeah, good pick. Good reasoning. And it is me who should pick now, and I will pick Kaga. I hope will not fuck me up, but it's Kaga, so we never know. And now we are for the champs, and I hope I don't steal anyone's pick. I'm picking Akakuma.
Oh, nice.
That was your pick?
No, it wasn't. I didn't think about them. That's nice. But yeah, I'm saying I'm surprised, honestly, nobody for the champ, though, picked Kanikama or like Waka Shaka. I feel like they could be a dark horse. But...
I mean, as champs, you even have like Enkaga.
Yeah.
Who is.
He's not even Genbu. Like, Genbu as Sekiwake could be anything.
Yeah.
I feel like Enkaga as one of those who's like Enkaga as well, same like have high stats and will do well, but I don't know if I really see them ever winning.
Oh,
you guys are thinking about stats already? You guys do stats for this game? I just vibe pick, man.
I kind of do stats and placements on the bonds. Okay. Also, Ituki, you can choose your champ.
Your champ, who is somebody else's champ.
Yeah, I'm eager to see who it is.
Yeah.
Boonbu. Oh. Kumosubi. So, Boonbu. I hate you guys because it's so hard to write that name.
It is. So it's that's really confusing.
Too many letters too many. Everywhere.
So we need to pick somebody's champ as a chump.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you can. Okay. You can.
Like like you can pick a champ as a chump and a chump as a champ, if that makes sense.
Just not a champ and as another one, as another person champ. And yeah, one of the Kumosubi has to do horribly, Itoki. And personally, I think they will all do terribly. Because we have some crazy rest of the Sanyaku. And they will just cannibalize me.
Yeah.
I do agree that probably most of them will do horribly. I have a feeling, though, that one of them might get at least 11 wins, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be tough for all of them. They're going to cannibalize on each other. It's gonna be tough.
They have three other Komusubi to fight. Two Sekiwake, one Ozeki, and two Yokozuna. Like, that's half of their schedule's match already, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, people biting their toes already, like M1s wanting their spots. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Also, Yukinoshima, it's your turn.
Okay. Nice. So one of them I was thinking at was Tenho. I don't think I'll go with them, though. I think... as I said, just happens that they be from the same stable. It is Shiobara. I, you know, was boosted up here because of the Makushita performance, but I don't think it's gonna... I think they'll drop right back down, I think. Oh, sorry, not Makushita, sorry, Jirio, but yeah, so I think they'll drop back down very fast. I think they'll get like a 4-11 and then go back up maybe and then do better in the next one. I mean, we did give them a bonus, but I don't think it's going to help much.
It's my thinking for picking Akakuma.
Yeah.
Just, you know, young guys, debutant in Makuchi often gets kind of bullied. Shirobara it is. And now the funny thing is, Tenho sent me his champ chump. And his chump was actually Akakuma. I did not, and I picked Akakuma. And, you know, I wrote him, and we're going to wait on his decision. I think in the meantime, Kaitetsu, you can join. We can wait a bit. But I guess you can pick.
I am not going to be mean. I really wanted to pick Tenho, but I'm not going to. Because he's my student. I am going to pick, based on nothing whatsoever, I am going to pick. You can see the brain, my brain trying to work out something. I'm going to pick...
Tenho picked Itomi.
Okay, cool. It's fine. I am gonna pick. This is really hard. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Fuck.
Maybe go Gono. Maybe
Kita Shuritsu. Whatever. I Kita Shuritsu. Best of luck.
Okay.
Well, no. Worst of luck. Which of us? Sorry.
So, Kita Shuritsu, where is he? M15! Yeah. That's an interesting
choice.
Thing.
It's a choice. I panicked.
we kind of saw that.
Yeah. I panicked.
I mean, it's an interesting pick because Kita Shuritsu is back from Judo, and he is B27. Well, they are.
I think they'll do pretty well. I don't know.
But the thing is, with Kita...
Wait, B27?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to lose again.
The thing is, Kita Shuritsu, is a long time player. It's his 17th basho. He never had a Kachikoshi in Makuuchi.
Really?
Yeah. There were twice in Makuuchi in that long career of theirs, and both times, you know, first time there were Magashira 15, like they are right now. They were 3-12, and it took them 4 basho to come back. And no, 5. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, in 6 basho after that, they were back and they went Makekoshi. So you kind of, I don't know. They have crazy stats. 13, 12, 13, 11, 11.
It's the game. I'll see how I do.
I mean, that's gonna be fun.
It is gonna be fun, totally. It's gonna be very fun. Okay.
It's kind of a gamble, by the way, but
yeah. Well, so that's how I do this game. I gamble this game.
Yeah.
look at this. Great photo of Asakori and 2 burgers.
I mean, oh god, I would destroy those burgers.
Those look good. Those look really good. The bread.
They look good.
I am sad I'm having freezer chicken again and not burgers.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm literally just sharing photos now because that's all I have to talk about. Look at this sick Fujinokawa in the snow photo.
Oh, that's nice.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Does anyone photo Wakia on Instagram?
Yeah. I think it's Wakia.
As anyone,
she's great.
It's a she.
I believe it's a female song. I believe.
Oh wait, it's okay. What are you saying? Well, if I wish Ayaz would be in the US and see what their diet would be, 4 burgers for training and a side.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
I mean
maybe I'm confused with Otosa. Let me see Wakia. I do think Wakia is the female.
And the thing is, they have a video of a Jungyo and Shodai. They often fight, you know, school kids that do sumo. And they nearly all the time they let the youngster win, and it's very funny. You know, they put half a fight and it's really funny. Shodai had a fight with a kid. Shodai went bullseye, smashed the kid, got the kid outside, and then, you know, did a fist pump like Hakuho when he won his last Yusho. And it was hilarious. And then Mitakeumi fist pump him, and it was hilarious. Wait, can I find it? I saw it last time. It's quite some time ago, but it was hilarious. When you know Shodai and Mitakeumi's banter in the touring, it's hilarious when you see them.
It's great.
Chris made a video about it. God, they are hilarious. I do not understand the Shodai hate.
Yeah, I don't know some people who actively hate him.
Yeah.
He's funny.
You can not like a wrestler. That is absolutely possible.
That's fair, yeah.
Oh my god, Tochinoshin lost so much weight.
Oh yeah, he's very thin.
Oh my god. He's opening a restaurant, by the way, I heard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, in Tokyo?
Well, most likely. That's the wine business in the world.
How can I share a bit?
I mean, I think I heard it went decently. I think he just didn't really, really want to keep. I think. I don't know. I heard that he doesn't. Like, it went all right, but obviously not, like, too great, but he wasn't, like, you know, losing, like, lots of money or anything, but he...
Oh, that's good. Just, that's good to hear.
Yeah, but he saw... I think he decided it was easier to just, like, you know, run a restaurant and kind of combine it with both, like, having a bunch of, like, a wine cellar in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand, yeah. Yeah, fair. Good for him.
Yeah, which is understandable because, yeah, a wine business can be very harsh. It can either be like Francis Ford Coppola, or then you also later sell off lots of it to fund a horrible film, or it can lose you all your money.
Yep. One of them. One of the two.
I did find a video with Shodai beating up a kid. I mean, he's not beating him up. I mean, no.
Too much comedy sumo, so I was like, you know, that would be a funny idea if there was like a kid match and then they just like beat him and threw him out of the ring.
It is so fun the way
that is so mean. That is so mean.
And I love how Mitake Umi comes and just fist bump.
That's funny. Oh well.
But yeah, it's always funny the way they bully kids. It is funny.
Please rephrase that, man.
And there's always Aishi Yamamoto who's like screaming, "Gambare! Gambare!"
These guys are
Yeah.
And when did Ichi even join professional sumo? Because I know he was like corporate sumo a lot. Like, did he join
at 20? Yeah, he like it was 24 or 25. Yeah.
Yeah, something
like
he joined very late. Yeah. But yeah, I guess, you know, exciting, more exciting career than being an office worker.
Yeah. I mean, is there any reason why Ono Sato was like older than usual when he like joined from like
that? I think it's just like a like year cutoffs, you know, like he was just born later in the year before the year, you know, like stuff like that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe it's just that. I didn't hear much about it, to be honest. I think it's just that he was...
And like
he must have been just a little bit ahead. Because he didn't drop a year like Union, whatever. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a really good episode. We made something out of this, which I am very surprised of. But yes, when our Basho starts, we will have Champ Chump. Very, very exciting. Looking forward to playing it again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, I have been your host for today. And joining me was Tawano Sato.
Hello.
Yuki no Shoba. Yep. Ryu Kazin Hitoki in the chat as well. And a little talking from Hitoki Things Alliance. But yes, that has been our episode. So thank you very much. We'll see you all next week. Where we might hear Tamano Sato say.
Kaitetsu did not so well in the start of
Okay, everybody, thank you very much. See you next guy.